Hello and welcome to another Cavell Cloud Conversations podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Fitmo Goodbagley, Senior Research Analyst at the Cavell Group, being joined, as always, by Patrick Watson, Head of Research at Cavell. How are we doing, Patrick?
Hello, Fitmo. When you did that intro, I thought for a second you were going to forget your own name there. But there seemed a brief pause between one of your hosts. But happy to be here as always. Hello, Finbar. Hello, listeners.
I mean, which one of my names, Patrick? Because people might get a bit confused. You know, you have my name in English, Finbar Begley. You have my full name in English, Finbar Goodbegley. You have my full name in English, Finbar Valerian Goodbegley, based on a joke that I made when I got confirmed into the Church of Ireland. Then, of course, you have my name in Irish, Fionn Vara Ó Bheagaigh, which is even more confusing for the listeners. So, you know, I'm a man of many names.
Well, and you've perfectly illustrated there that you do remember all of your names. So I absolutely take it back.
I feel like it is vital that the listeners of this podcast understand that I am at least capable of remembering my own name. I feel like as a basic standard for, is this guy an expert that we should listen to? Does he remember his own name? Yeah. It's probably...
No. Very fair point. I should never have questioned it.
And are you're Patrick J. Watson?
Or no. Well, I mean, are we doing this, the intro of the podcast?
So we're not really, but
initial M for mother. Would you like to have one more guess at my middle name?
Matthew.
No.
Michael.
No.
Okay, good. We're stopping now. We're going to pivot back into telecoms, and we can leave that all as a mystery as to what Patrick's middle name is. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, right. Don't forget to email in, listeners, send a message if you would like to guess my middle name.
If you guess Patrick's middle name, we will buy you a beverage of some description after the next Cavell event that you attend.
Well, indeed.
Correct. And funny answers only. If you guess the funniest answer, we'll read it out on the next podcast. Job done. Community engagement. Right. So back to serious topics, though. We've been told people like the banter, so we're going with it. We have an event coming up very soon now, by the time this podcast is airing. The Cavell Summit Europe. What's the main headline that people should take about the Cavell Summit Europe?
So I think, first of all, date, time, location. So 12th of March, as you said, Finbar, this is the Cavell Summit Europe. So we run our two flagship events in a year are the Cavell Summit Europe and the Cavell Summit North America. Pretty self-explanatory. The European one will be in Europe. That is in central London this year, 12th of March. It's just a one-day event where we jam-pack as much content as possible into one single track. I think... although what we tend to do is we cover a number of different topics and we split in the afternoon across sort of three key trends effectively, and we'll split up into different tracks. But I think the sort of main theme of the event this year is probably around some of the commercial challenges that businesses, especially telcos and large service providers, are facing as their sort of commercial models change. But we'll publicize a lot of our own research. We'll give that away completely for free as content for the event, as you would expect of attending a Cavell event. We'll explain what we're seeing in particular markets, particularly across North America and Western Europe, in terms of trends. We'll touch on some of those challenges that the industry is facing in terms of changing commercial models, and also we're really keen this year to relate that to enterprise and businesses of all sizes and their buying requirements. So we've got a couple of new features coming up for the Cavell Summit this year, but it would be everything featured around communications, but always, Finbar, from the angle of a provider within the industry, from the angle of a telco, from the angle of a communications vendor, from the angle of a communications service provider.
As you say, I mean, ultimately, those are our main customers. They're the main attendees at the event. And those are the people we're ultimately here to support through our business. We're here to give them guidance, insight, and help them navigate, I would say, the rapidly changing waters of the communications market. An example of one of the topics we're going to discuss, speaking about rapid change in the communications market, is, of course, AI trends and impacts, which both you and I will be talking about multiple times, and there will be roundtables on. We've done quite a few episodes on this podcast about the impact of AI in communications, but we are kind of coming to a head in 2024 in terms of beginning to see some of those technologies start to not only be adopted en masse, but start to make a real impact in the area. So there's kind of a massive scope and remit that we can talk about at the event in terms of AI. So if AI in communications is interesting to you from that perspective, I feel like this event is going to give you a lot of data and insight, as well as tied into sort of some of the recent studies we've been doing on both customer experience and telecoms buyers as to their attitudes towards AI and things they're concerned about. So I would say AI, if you're thinking about buzzwords and flagship topics that you're going to learn about at the event, I think AI is one of them. Of course, most discussions these days do feature AI, but I'd like to think we have a very informed and unique insight into what AI is happening in the communications sector.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think AI is going to be one of the big topics of the year. And like you said, we're not just talking about that as a sort of nebulous concept. We will be talking about how specifically how that is impacting businesses and how that is impacting service providers and telcos. And I think from a service provider telco, there's a lot, and Finbar, you know this area much better than me, there is a lot of scope for AI machine learning to optimize networks, and especially large mm-hmm. telco service provider networks. So that's particularly interesting. I think from my side, there's a couple of things that I wanted to highlight. So obviously this is part of our European summit. One of the things we're really keen to look at is the differences and nuances between different European markets. So obviously the event takes place in the UK, but as Cavell Group, we cover 10 countries in Western Europe, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Benelux region, as well as into the Nordics as well. And I think one of the really key things that definitely entrants into the European market, often from the US, but also from elsewhere in the world, need to understand is that there is real nuance between these countries. Each has its own particular set of behaviors and preferences when it comes to purchasing, the channel, the products they buy, all of those different areas. So I think that's really interesting. We'll be focusing on that in a few different, both the Cavell keynote and some panels looking at the different markets there. And the other thing I wanted to highlight as well, which is an area, and Finbar, I know you've done some work on this as well, which we're potentially looking to focus on a lot more, is ESG and sustainability as well. Mm. And I know that might be potentially, I sometimes get skeptical that it's used slightly as marketing speak within the industry. Everyone talks about sustainability, or they talked about the environment. How true is that? How much real impact is it having on businesses? But that's one area that at Cavell Group that we're focusing on a lot to try and really understand what providers within the communication space are doing, how important those principles are to enterprises who are buying communications technology. So there are just a couple of things I'd like to highlight as well, really deep diving into those different European markets, and also ESG and sustainability, which I think could be really interesting.
One of the things I think is interesting about the European markets as well, which is also on the agenda, is that for a lot of US companies transitioning into the EU, like the size of what's considered a large versus a small company and what the market looks like is drastically different. Yeah. So one of the things that on our agenda is the quantification of the SME customer experience opportunity. And I think for a lot of US companies, they're thinking that's a 250 person, that's a small company for the US. But actually in the UK and Europe, SME markets are a lot smaller, and their needs from a customer experience perspective obviously match their size. So, you know, in Europe, when we think of a large company as being 250 people plus, you know, suddenly the market is quite different to embrace, and the products that they need are quite different. So understanding and dissecting that opportunity, I think, also ties into understanding the regional differences between demand for CX experiences across from the US into the UK and the EU markets.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And that market segmentation question, you know, we have to segment the market in our data sets in very different ways. As you said, primarily within the US, where generally the demographic of businesses skews towards the larger. So the definitions of micro, small, mid-market, large and large enterprise are different to here in Europe. But you're absolutely right. We are tracking an increasing opportunity, not just for customer experience solutions and sort of formal and informal contact center, but also for technology more widely in what you would consider in the US, the micro business segment, so organizations with less than 50 users, and the same in Europe. And ultimately, that demographic of businesses forms a huge part of the overall employment population. So there's a number of opportunities there. And I think what What's really enabled that over the past 10 years is the proliferation of software as a service. Effectively, a lot of these, not just contact center, but a lot of these technologies that were once prohibitively expensive in terms of a premises-based deployment for a small business, are now much more widely available because you can consume them on either a subscription or a consumption, or even in contact center sometime, a resolution-based pricing model. And I think that's why we're seeing this now within the sort of past 18 months, this real increase in focus and increasing opportunity in that what you might consider micro small business segment.
And I mean, even beyond that, you have these small businesses where they wouldn't have had the budget to hire a receptionist, or they wouldn't have had the budget to hire a contact center worker or a customer service worker. And through the wonders of outsourcing, automation, the new data collab, data collation, and like sort of customer management systems all coming together, it is possible for one contact center worker to handle the customer service needs for 10 different companies from an outsourced company somewhere else, right? And that creates access into this micro SMB market for people who don't have the budget for a full-time employee to do that job, but do still have customers who would greatly benefit from that experience. And all of that comes together to create a new ecosystem and opportunity for our service providers to deliver those kind of services in these very neat packages and take advantage of scale. The majority of businesses in countries are the small businesses, and their customers want good customer service the same as everyone else. And, obviously for the very small businesses, it is possible for one person with WhatsApp to manage all their customers. But the second you get 10, 20 people, 30, 40 people, you start talking about hundreds of customers instead of single or double digits. Then you start talking about a system where actually you might want some technical support. And I don't think anyone's cracked that perfectly yet. I don't think it's a solved use case. I don't think anyone's figured out how to get that new technology into that market at a rate that works for people. I think it's still a
No, I would completely agree. I think that's a really fair point. And I think what the other one of the other trends that ties into is effectively to access that market at scale, you probably need a really efficient channel or go-to-market plan. And I know again, an area that you've looked at with Cavell's Channel Insight tool is the sort of reseller network globally. And I think you see a lot of those larger providers really within the last 18 months really try and refine or expand, but selectively, their channel and go-to-market options, so they can use a selection of partners to deliver to businesses of all sizes. Because ultimately, the enterprise market, if you're going after very large enterprises, can be achieved essentially probably a lot of it directly through a business. But if you want to access a vast number of smaller businesses at any scale, then you need effectively a channel to deliver that. And that channel transformation, and although this is our European event, we've seen some transformation in the European channel. We've seen a lot in the US, and it'd be really interesting to see if some of those dynamics move across into Europe as well. So I think that's a really good point, and it's how it impacts the channel as well is really interesting.
And a lot of that channel is vertically specialized as well, which I'm sure will come up at the event, in terms of, you're looking for that contact center supplier who provides contact center and customer service needs to specific like GP surgeries or something like that. You're not looking at a blanket thing. And in the micro industry, it's just as niche and vertical as it is in larger companies, but, almost with more tailored needs and things like that. So there is a lot of opportunity there for these customized packages and services that directly target and solve needs for groups of companies and really to carve out a niche there. But I think that's going to be, not to focus on it, that will be one or two of the talking points of the panels at the show. But, if any of these things have caught your attention, if you've listened to any of this and said, hey, that's quite interesting, I'd love to hear more, then obviously come along to the event. There will be a whole panel on everything we've discussed on this call. And then if you're still hungry for more information, you can grab myself, Patrick, you can grab anyone else from Cavell and have a chat with us about it. Or, as a lot of people come to our events, network with your peers, ask other people in the audience what they think about what's going on, see that company that you've always wanted to talk to but weren't in a room with, grab them and try and have a chat. It's a really great place to meet people and, learn from Cavell, but also learn from other people in the industry who'll be there as well.
Yeah, completely agree. So for any tickets, more information, full schedule, who's been announced as speakers, all of those things, you can head to the Cavell Group website. So that's cavellgroup.com, and then go to the events tab /events, and you can see all of the details there. But the key date to bear in mind is 12th of March in central London, and make sure you try and get those tickets sorted as soon as possible.
Yep, they are selling like hotcakes, and we do have a venue cap. So if you want to get in, do get in. It will, and always is, filled to the rafters. So don't miss out by buying your ticket too late. And then, I mean, you know, get your company to pay. It's a very good event to attend for all of the things that you might want from the communication space. All right. Well, we're going to leave you there. As always, this is a podcast. I mean, we are talking about our events, but if you like this podcast, please do like on whatever podcast platform you're on. Give us a rating, give us a review. That boosts how many people hear about us. Share us on LinkedIn, because we're the sort of people that you should want on your LinkedIn. You know, experienced and knowledgeable analysts who are here to show people and demonstrate that you too understand the communication space, because you listen to people who understand the communication space. So, you know, if you want to look smart, share us on your LinkedIn. That's what my takeaway is on that. Yeah, nice. That's my spiel. But you have to do it, otherwise people don't think about it. So yeah, listen to our podcast, like it, recommend it, share it. That's all I can really say. That's goodbye from me, I think.
And goodbye from me, Patrick. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, and goodbye.